USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
With the news of President Trump increasing tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods after trade talks between Washington and Beijing failed to come to an agreement, former Walmart CEO Bill Simon says you have to remember.
The large retailers in general are in a position to absorb some of it, but not all of it. They'll end up having to pass some of it through. I think the next 3 to 4 weeks are very, very critical. There's still time to negotiate, and the pipeline of products that are on the way over here won't see those increases just yet.
Switching to the campaign trail, New York Democratic Senator and 2020 hopeful Kirsten Gillibrand is campaigning in New Hampshire. She says global warming and climate change will be the first thing that she tackles as president.
And the reason why I know I can pass a Green New Deal is because all of the elements of it are already bipartisan and ones I've been working on for a decade.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrim for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Vice President Mike Pence addresses graduates in Lynchburg. More from USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent.
While delivering the commencement address at Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia, Vice President Mike Pence said the last few months we've seen unspeakable attacks on people of faith.
Jewish synagogues in Pennsylvania and California, on mosques in New Zealand, Christian churches in Sri Lanka. No one should ever fear for their safety in a place of worship, and these attacks on people of faith must stop.
2020 Democratic hopeful and South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg was in Las Vegas on Saturday, where he made a promise to the servicemen and women in our country.
Our troops deserve a president who will not, for example, casually threaten military involvement in a place like Venezuela.
This weekend, President Trump gave Mayor Pete a new nickname during a political interview, calling the mayor Alfred E. Newman, who's the mascot for the humor magazine Mad. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Jeopardy! Host Alex Trebek isn't holding back about his battle with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. He tells CBS Sunday Morning that his treatment produced overwhelming discomfort on and off camera. Trebek says he soldiered on to avoid canceling production, and he also talks a little bit with CBS News about how he had to get a hairpiece after chemotherapy caused his hair to fall out.
The challenge for Jeopardy! Viewers is right now is to figure out, is that Alex's real hair? Or is that a full hairpiece? Because they all know that when you start chemo, you lose your hair. So which is it? All right, you're looking right now.
Yeah.
This is not the real me.
Wow.
No. But on air, I'm told that there were times when the hairpiece looked better than my real hair. So we'll see how people react to that. We have the summer months off, so hopefully my own hair will grow back, because I like my own hair.
Now, that entire interview can be seen on CBS Sunday Morning, so check your local listings for that. Please remember, you can always find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.